Hey, this is Andrew from Project 86, and you're listening to Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
Is there somebody, anybody, you still need to forgive? By the way, sorry, for those of you on the recording, the Bucks baby just belched, and man, was that impressive. Anyway, that was a big one. Yeah, buddy. Okay, I digress. Okay. I forgive it. It's great. Jesus said, let the little children come. So I love belches and all that good stuff. Look, is there somebody that you need to forgive still? You're going to have a chance to actually deal with this today. I am speaking from personal experience and from what the Word of God says. When you finally give it up and say, all right, I am forgiving this person completely. Oh my goodness, is it freeing? Because your mind is not consumed with this anymore. You see, God wants us to be whole people, mentally, physically, and spiritually. We're three in one. It's very cool. God wants you to have freedom. Think about this. If you are consumed with something that's just stressing you out, maybe you've forgiven someone, does that affect you physically sometimes? Oh, yeah. Yeah, baby. Which means it affects your spiritual too. If there's something you're dealing with spiritual, it affects your mental and physical as well. They're all intertwined. I want us to go back to Matthew 18 before this story right now. Because, in a way, I think Matthew, even though he probably didn't do this on purpose, I think these should be switched, these two stories, just because it's not, this isn't a story, but it's more practical of what you can do. It says, if your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault, just between the two of you. Okay? Now, I've given you an example. Did I go to my brother who was lying to me and talk to him? That's the interactive part again. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. So I went and I talked and I was like, and I was giving him some grace, I feel, mercy. I was like, okay, maybe I messed up here. But after like, you know, the fourth, fifth time, it's kind of like, I better make sure what is going on here. So go to him. If he listens to you, you have won your brother over. Okay? If they're like, yeah, you know what? I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? Great, good. Let's move on. But if he will not listen, take one or two along with, so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. Now, I unfortunately only took one person, so I guess I don't really do the Bible. But I took one person with me and was trying to get some kind of clarity here. But did we get to the root of the problem? Yes. That doesn't mean everything was okie-dokie, though, was it? No. But we at least got to the root. If he, and that says, if he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen to even to the church, treat him as you would a pagan or a tax collector. For years, I thought that was like, yeah, okay, so you get out of here, you heathen, and you're terrible. I don't know if that's really what Jesus is saying. What I read this as now is this. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church, and if he refuses to listen to even the church, treat him as you would someone who doesn't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and try to win them into the kingdom of God now. You see, we so much want to be judgmental. Well, I do. It's like, yeah, you dirty dig. I mean, you're like, whatever. Get out of my life. Yeah. No. You see, Jesus Christ went to the cross for us. He went to the cross for each one of you. And he went to the cross for the ones that you just can't stand. He even went for them. He went to the person that's lying to you. He went to the person that's beating you. He went to the cross for all of us. He went for the person who's totally in alcoholism. And maybe they've let you down 10 times. He went for the person who's maybe cheated you. They owe you some money, and you've been waiting for that loan to be repaid for the last 3 years, and it was supposed to be paid back in 6 months. I'd say, heck with it, forgive them. You see, Dan Schilling, I heard, was here like a month ago. He's a very good friend of mine. For those of you who are here, I learn a lot from him. He is an amazing person. But he has taught me this. God owns everything. So if I get cheated, okay, God is going to bring that back to me somehow, someday, somewhere. And it might not even be in this lifetime, and I got to be okay with that. Because we are living in eternity right now. Right now, we're living in eternity. Have you ever thought of that? Right now, we're living in eternity. Cool. Man, that guy has got the awesomest diaphragm. Okay. Is awesomest even a word? Probably not. It is? All right, thank you. All right. So what are you doing with that? Jesus goes on to say this in Matthew 18, verse 18. I tell you the truth, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Let me break this down for you. I tell you the truth. Whatever grudge you hold on earth, you're still going to have that problem in heaven. It's not going to necessarily be all peaches and cream. You see, we have to build our relationship now. I don't know about you, but I love hanging out with people from here. I love hanging out with other people too, but if we continue... If there's somebody here that you're dealing with and you need to forgive, it's not going to be you get to heaven and you're like, hey, how's it going? It's going to be, man, they got in? Seriously. And you're going to be like, you know, now you're going to have all eternity to work on that relationship. But I don't know about you. I want to get to heaven. I want to be like with everybody. Yeah, man. Woo! Oh my gosh, you, the guy who lied to me, how's it going? This is so awesome you're here. We have got to get to that point. You see, I know when I was not a Christian, if I would have saw that kind of living going on within the church, sign me up for that. I would have been, yeah, baby. You know what? They're doing the hard stuff. I would have totally been, you know what? I don't know if Jesus is the way, but what I'm seeing here really is love. I'm really seeing it. Help me understand this more. Remember, it's about a relationship with God and our relationship with each other. Through our actions is why people are going to want to go, sign me up. Yeah, absolutely. And why is that? It's because the Holy Spirit will be living in you and through you. It has nothing to do with us. I hate to tell you that, but it really doesn't. It has to do with what God is doing in you and through you. Now, where it does have to do with you is when you decide to hold that grudge and just, heck with that. Now you're turning people away from the kingdom of God. And they're going, why would I want to be a part of that gossip mill? I don't want to be a part of that. We're going to be handing out some papers here for you. And if you don't mind, do you mind help me out? Great. You just want to pass these on this side here. And if we don't have enough, Nate's back there. He can do a little work. So here we go. I'm just kidding, Nate. Nate's funny. He's like, oh, what, man? On the top of this sheet, and I didn't give this to the guys there, but the submissive will of God is an old vehicle. Okay? The submissive will of God is an old vehicle. What do I mean by that? I mean that God will allow you to do whatever you want to do. It's called free will. He loves you so much that if you want to go walk out into the street and get hit by a car, you can go do it. That's how much he loves you. Some people, what? Love me? What? No, it's called you get choices to do stuff. And he'll allow that to happen and then say, oh, I'm going to read this one. And do we need more? How many more do we need? Three? You mind making the sheet there? Okay. So the submissive will of God is basically God's will, but he's like, you know what? I'm going to allow you to do what you want. But the perfect will of God is the new vehicle. I don't know about you, but I want to be driving in this new vehicle. What do I mean by that? I mean that it is time for us to hear God's voice and obey. You see, when we do his real will, when his full will is happening, it's perfection. Do you understand that? It's perfection. See, in America, we have bought, I believe, kind of into a lie of if you do good, then good things will automatically happen to you. That's not what it says. If you do good, bad things might happen to you. And what is your attitude going to be? See, you could lose something that's very important to you, whatever that might be. But now it's your attitude. How am I going to react to this that God has allowed to happen? The perfect will of God is the new vehicle. So for yourself, with forgiveness. The person I need to forgive is, and I ask you to write that down. And if you don't want to do it right now, that's just fine. But I want you to take time to write that down. If you feel God is leading you to do that. I think the one thing all of us struggle with is this. Forgiving ourselves for things. I know I do. There's things like, man, I'm so stupid. I knew that was the wrong way, but for that little short of just a good thing, if you will, or excitement or pleasure, I gave up all this. Stupid! How stupid! What do you need to forgive yourself of? What do I need to forgive myself of? I want to encourage you to pray for strength from the Holy Spirit and seek out this person or people that you need to forgive this week, not a month from now. You see, we do have something that's a really wonderful little device called a cell phone now. And don't text them. Okay, you can do that on here too, but not for this. Call them if they're living in another state. And just tell them, look, I know I got to get rid of this. I have been so angry with you. I'm sorry for being angry with you. Will you please forgive me too? And they may be going, what are you talking about? You mean that thing I did when I budged in front of you in line or whatever it is? Yeah, that really ticked me off. And they may be going, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Or they may go, screw you. And hang up the phone. Or if it's a face-to-face, why do I want to meet with you? Heck with you. So, tell them you have been holding on to this unforgiveness. Apologize. These are kind of in order. Seek forgiveness yourself and move on. See, that's really key. You don't just stay in the same place. You just move on then. If they want to stay back there and they're mad at you, okay, that's their choice. And it's okay. Because they might not be ready for this. But don't be mad at them for staying there. It's their choice. When they finally go, hey, I need some help. Okay, brother. I love you. Expect nothing in return. And I do mean this. One time about a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, I actually went and apologized to somebody. And I was expecting great things to happen. I really was. I was like, this is going to be awesome. Boy, did I get hit over the head with a sledgehammer. I was like, what just happened? They left more angry than when they had came. I'm like, did I do the right thing? Yes, I did the right thing. It's up to them. It's their life. I can't do anything about that. All I can do is teach the truth, and it's up to people how they receive it. See, the body of Christ is so cool because we're all individuals, but we're all one too. It's really cool. And so, but that's tough because there's some of us that, you know, just want to hold on to icky stuff. And others of us got to be there continuing, oh, I love you, I love you, I love you. I forgive you. Other material to encourage you this week. There's a video that I put up on the website or internet you can find there. And then a podcast. There's a four-part series called Going Deeper. I just want to encourage you to go check that out on the website there. It's going to take you to a blog site. And then you're going to have to find Going Deeper. It's in June of this year. It's really easy to find.
Thanks for listening to Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.